Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode number 27. Our air date, my goodness, September already, September 5th, 2024. I'm your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the lovely and talented. Still hasn't kicked me out of the house. I'm pretty happy about that. Life is good. Our special guest tonight, Lathora. Very fired up about this. I just, and I know, folks, you can't see this, but I just got a salute from the Freedomator. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here. I need my like Eagle Street sound effects to go off, I feel like.
Well, that comes a little later. I know in one of the songs that we play, I was going to talk about that. The Eagle Screech at the end of America does it. That is absolutely awesome. So for those that don't know, for our listeners, perhaps those in California who haven't had the opportunity to see Lathora.
Or Canada,
where we're big. You are one of the most unique and interesting bands that we have had on the show. You're classified, I guess, or your genre would be Celtic comedy and metal. What a unique combination.
Well, let's say there's a plethora of different genres that we like to throw together, but we like to pronounce the band as Lathora because it just sounds more epic. The end process on the wrong syllables, if you will.
Well,
yeah, we play pretty much like rock and metal as like a base for all the songs, and then we write stuff just based on what the lyrics might be about. So we do have a lot of like folky rock stuff that we play at the Renaissance Festival, but like our stuff will range from like symphonic rock to funky to bluesy to there's some techno thrown in. There's kind of a lot of everything. It's usually just based on what the song is. And I just really also happen to like folk rock, folk metal a lot. So we have a lot of those songs and they kind of fit really well with the Renaissance Festival. So we're trying to basically have like an all around comedy rock metal band that can fit on any show. Based on a huge group of songs.
You have a very impressive history in this area, in this geographic region. You play all over the place. You've got an incredibly impressive presence online. You've got a following that is unique to the area. There's folks all over that are coming to see Plethora. How did you build it all up?
Well, we started in 2010. It was mostly just meant to be like a joke, like a one-off show. And then we got like a really big reception, and we only played 4 or 5 songs, but the crowd was, you know, laughing to death, and they thought it was great. So me and the bassist, Anthony, we both decided we wanted to like take this somewhere and at least see how far we could go with it. So there was a lot of member changes, and then we came up with this whole stick America thing around 2012. That was kind of like the height of the epic mealtime stuff and your Guy Fieri type of things, and you know, guns blazing, eagles screeching.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a whole lot of background lore that we've created around our characters. Because we're like these heroes that started saving the earth around the beginning of time, and after the earth, there was nothing left to do. So we froze ourselves in this magic ice, and then global warming set us out in 2010 when the band officially started. So lore-wise, we're like these confused ancient heroes that see how America is just this like guns blazing thing. And so we kind of took this idea of ancient heroes meets modern day superheroes. So I combined the suits to look like hero suits, but still sort of like ancient hero at the same time, kind of Gwar-like as well, if you listen to them at all.
Well, and for those, and obviously our folks are listening, they're not viewing, but I have to tell you, Freedomator came all out tonight. The whole attire is present. I'm looking at a Captain America mask. We've got some aviator sunglasses, so he's incognito. But the shoulder pads are there. The lights are there. The stars are there. The gold on the shoulders. It's amazing. I am talking to a fantasy hero right now on this show.
He's a superhero.
Oh, and I just got the fist. I know it's good now. You know, I'm reading through what you have on the website, which is an amazing website, by the way. Folks, you have to take a look at Plethora's website. And the story that is told toward the end of the site about the lore, about how things have come about. And, of course, I have to focus on the kazoo. Tell me the importance of my least favorite instrument in the entire world.
So in our band's lore, the kazoo is sort of like the One Ring from Lord of the Rings, or it's like our main source of power, questing object. And we thought that, you know, there's not a lot of bands that are doing rock or metal with kazoos, so we kind of took the kazoo idea and ran with it. Like, one of our logos has like a sword running through the moon, but the hilt has a kazoo. And it's basically like one of our main instruments of power. Like, we have a comic book that's getting made soon. So there's some future stuff. And like, the kazoos can like, they can either like give us extra power, or they can like weaken the enemies and that type of thing just by playing it. So it's sort of like a musical weapon.
Now, I've got to ask you, do any of your fans bring kazoos to the show?
Yeah, man, we sell them too. And they're great for annoying your children, or them annoying the parents.
Or buying one of them.
I think it's probably the latter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we mentioned Kaylee Kann, and she's doing some work with your band. She's a good friend of the show is here. She posted a video of the first song that we've got queued up tonight, which it has rapidly become one of my favorites, Cap'n Crunch. Tell me about the background and what went into Cap'n Crunch.
I mean, I'm a big, I don't know if you're familiar with pirate metal at all.
I am.
I love a lot of folk metal, especially pirate metal bands like Alestorm and Remahoy and any of those type of things. And so, I mean, back in, I think the first album was like this huge mix of different styles of rock. And I really wanted to do a pirate song. So the first one was called Lucky the Pirate. And that one became one of our biggest songs. And so I started really wanting to write more silly pirate stuff. And I was like, a lot of our songs involve food. And so I figured food and pirate, Captain Crunch, it's too perfect. Do like a piratey polka metal type thing. And we started playing it a couple years ago at Renfest. And I didn't expect it to like blow up there as much as it did, because people are just like shouting, sensitize me, Captain. And just when I walk by and stuff. And they're always like same thing for the song when we do the evening pub thing, where all the bands come together and play like one song on stage, and then next band comes up and plays one. So pretty notorious at the Renaissance Festival.
All right. Well, let's give this one a listen. This is, and please, crunchitize me, Captain. This is Cap'n Crunch.
Crunchitize me, Captain!
Captain!
Yes, crunchitize me, Captain.
Oh yeah.
All I can remember is like Cheerio tastes like dry grass. I love it.
No, I love peanut butter crunch, so I had to make a song.
Well, I'll tell you, it's impressive. As much fun as that song is, and all of the songs, to be honest, the musical talent, the balance, and the tightness of the band is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I've been playing for probably 25 years now, I want to say. I do most of the recording. Usually our bassist and our drummer will do their stuff. Keyboardist and other guitar player are somewhat newer, so they're going to be recording some of their parts in the future of recording, but otherwise usually I just do it all because finding that way to play weirder music is harder than and finding a keyboardist is like finding a unicorn in real life, so
yeah, but you know what, you're having fun with it and you're doing what you guys are doing. Goodness, see, you've got a following that is hard to beat.
What's funny is one of our we do have quite a big like Michigan following as far as like being a local group goes, but it was really funny. We did get a huge boost in numbers followers because one of our videos randomly like blew up in the Philippines.
Oh no, kidding.
We have no idea why, and like a whole bunch of followers spread in from that. And I was like, "Well, this is great because they listen to the songs, but they're not at the shows here, obviously." But we definitely have like a decent Michigan following for sure.
Ironically, we have a huge Canadian following, so we joke about that from time to time on the shows. And
number 225.
Yeah, we were of all the podcasts in Canada, we showed up as number 225 on their list a little while ago, and we just got started. So
okay, so I love you.
We're going to hang a Canadian flag in the studio before too long. So tell me a little bit about the creative process. So if you're the one that's basically recording most of what's going on there, are you also doing the majority of the writing?
Yeah, I would say I do like the majority. I write a lot of just like demos anytime I get ideas, and then like our bassist will throw in his ideas for his parts, and a drummer will make up his own parts basically as well. I kind of like give a general feel for the song, and then we'll tweak it as needed. And like with the two newer guys, like we're gonna have them kind of like throw out some more ideas too now that they're more caught up on older material and all that kind of stuff. So,
and what is it that inspires you? Where do your songs come from?
What was that again?
Where do your songs come from? What's your inspiration?
It's usually super random. Like I might not write something for 6 months and then I'll just turn out songs out of nowhere. Like, the first year we did the Renaissance Festival, I was super pumped that I finally got us in there. And so I was just like super motivated to write more folk songs and like, the Yalhala songs. So like we had this idea to combine our folk side of things with the American side of things. And like, Vikings, their heaven is Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, let's do some redneck Vikings and make it Yalhala. So it kind of combined those, infused them perfectly together. Both of the ideas in the band kind of thing.
Well, I feel pretty good because I that's kind of where I was going with my thought process on listening to the song and the title and whatnot. So I'm beginning to connect with you.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
We got this one queued up. Why don't we give a listen to it? Yalhala.
to the southern coast. More redneck Vikings crushed into the place that I crave most. Who needs a longboat when you've got a fleet of derby cars? Picked up the meat, all that I need are horns of PBR. I quest shall take us to a fortress filled with mighty halls. There's waterfall, the Bud Light pouring out of every wall. There's no real way to find it, no map can stroll around. We'll have to die in battle, a battle is no doubt. It will suffice. It's time to go berserker mode while chugging natty ice. We'll drink and smoke until a law of our voices slur and stammer. We may not have the might of Thor, but still we're getting hammered. Yeah, question take us to a fortress filled with mighty halls. They want to fall the Miller pouring out of every wall. There's backyard wrestling every night. I really hope to see them. The plates are filled with KFC and it smells like Talladega.
I think I've made the decision that I'm going to start playing that song before I go to work every morning.
I mean, it definitely gets the crowd pumped for sure.
I can imagine. And I hear a lot of the Celtic influence in that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's awesome. Wonderful, wonderful tune.
Do you guys know Welsh, by the way, the language Welsh?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering, because I was going to say Nakadu, but never mind.
Well, you did say it anyway.
I did.
Interesting thing about that song too is there's a guest musician. His name is Vincent Jackson Jones. He's from a band out of North Carolina called Aether Realm. They're kind of like a melodic metal fusion. Sometimes they got a little death metal thrown in, some folk stuff, sometimes some, just random styles thrown in here and there. And they have a song called Redneck Vikings from Hell. And so I hit up their singer and sent him like the unfinished, mostly cracked song. And he thought it was awesome. So we got him to guest appear on the song, which was super cool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so he's he appears on the second, or like the second half of the verses and throughout the chorus and stuff.
Well, in the true nature of the Freedomator, you're bringing in folks from all over the country.
Oh yeah, we definitely love having guest musicians. Our previous album, we have a song called Flint Tumbleweed that's about all the crimes witnessed by Frost in Flint. And we got this violin player from a prog metal band called Thank You Scientist that we played with once. And those guys were incredible musicians. And so there's like an electric violin solo. And then he threw on some really cool string parts throughout based on the demos I sent him. So definitely like getting as many players as possible to make the sound cooler or more interesting.
Well, you're incorporating everyone, and that's a really cool thing. What's on the horizon? What do you guys have coming here in the future?
Right now, we just started this first weekend at the Michigan Renaissance Festival. That's going to run all the way through to the end of September. So I want to say 16 or 17 dates total, and we play about 68, 70, something like that sets. Four sets a day.
Well, and let me tell you, too, for the folks that might be from out of state, not from Michigan, the Michigan Renaissance Festival is held in Holly, Michigan, which is probably about a half hour or so north of Detroit, right off of I-75. It is an amazing festival. Folks come from all over the world to this. It is a costume period Renaissance festival, and the Freedomator has indicated, Plethora is a major part of it. And if you want to come hear them, you've got through the end of this month to do it.
Yeah, we'll be there the whole month, every single weekend day that it's open. And then after that, I'll be booking just other shows around Michigan. But we're also going to be working on a new album release right now. It's called Kazoo Metal. It's going to feature probably all of our heaviest songs, because originally when we were writing songs, there was such a odd mix of different styles that every album had a huge plethora of different songs on it. And our Liberate album, which was supposed to be our second album, ended up taking like 7 years to record.
Oh my!
Because the producer we were working with just kept having all sorts of like bad luck life stuff happening where we just couldn't get into the studio to finish it. And so we wrote so many songs in that time where now we can actually like release rock and metal albums based around the theme. So our last album we did last year was called Folk It Up. That one had 8 or 9 of our biggest like folk songs that we had written, and previous to that we had another album with a full mix of range of genres thrown into the rock and metal thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the future now, like we have another folk album we want to do. We have one that's space themed with lots of synthesizers and that kind of thing. We want to do, we have like another album idea coming up that's going to have most of our like high energy rock banger songs on it. And so, yeah, we got plenty of ideas. We got a comic book coming up that I mentioned earlier that's currently in the works.
Some very exciting things. And as I mentioned, you've got to check out their website. It's in a very, very impressive site. And Quarter Peep has a question or a comment for you, too, about something she found on the site under your merch.
Well, I'm a Mark girl, so anybody that listens to the show, they're going to know, like, hey, I'm all over that. But there is a poster that you have on the website, and you call it the Backstreet poster. What's the story behind that? I love it. By the way, I'm going to be ordering that the next day or two.
So, like 10 years ago, I want to say, we did a cover of the Backstreet Boys' Larger Than Life song. And so, as part of the single release / merch run for that little thing, I recreated the Backstreet Boys Millennium poster or album cover with us on it instead.
It is fantastic. So those that are listening, you have to check this poster out because I just went, that's it. I need that. It's awesome.
There's a music video for it too that you'll enjoy.
Oh, we're on it. As soon as we're done recording, we're on it.
Yeah, that's an older song that we haven't played in some time, but like that was a super fun shoot that we did. And yeah, we have lots of, maybe a good handful of covers, but we mostly stick to original stuff.
Which we love. It's all fantastic. So tell us, where can people find you? If somebody wants to get to know where you're going to be, where you're, they want to download your music, where do they find you?
The Facebook page is definitely the easiest way to catch announcements. I typically will post a schedule in like the cover photo. Definitely check us out on YouTube at Plethora Music Official. You can definitely catch us on Spotify. Any major streaming site for music, we're on there. The way we distribute stuff, they just kind of send it to everything. So any major streaming site will be there. And obviously our website, you can order the merchandise. That's plethoramusic.com.
And the site is fun, not just from the standpoint of all the things that you're going to see there, but the site is fun from the standpoint of the story behind the band, the story behind how they're saving America. It's wonderful. You'll very much enjoy it. Give yourself a little bit of time, read through it, enjoy it. It's awesome.
Yeah, we're definitely not politically affiliated either. We are.
No, it's not, and that's one of the things I absolutely enjoyed about it, and especially in these times right now, we're going through the election and all the noise that we're hearing out there. You think about the Captain America, the stuff that's out there, the Freedomator, and it's not political at all. It's just good stuff.
Yeah, we were definitely going for just having fun, celebrate the good things. Very much like the way the actual Captain America character is. He's not really politically affiliated either. He's just saving us from tyranny. And our whole stick is we're liberating your ears from the terrorism of modern day music.
Well, and you're doing a great job of it. We appreciate it. So we in that vein, we've got queued up right now, Freedomator, America. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, I think I started writing that one around the same time we were coming up with this, superhero meets guar stick. And so that was kind of our song that went along with the band's new evolved theme at the time, because the first year and a half, maybe 2 years of the band, we were still kind of figuring out what we were.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of evolved into this. And then I started making more costumes. So I do all the costumes. I do all of the graphic design and video work as well.
It's very impressive.
Well, thank you.
You bet. And equally impressive is this song. Let's give a listen to America.
Smoke!
I know you said political about things, Freedomator, but if I ever run for office, can I use that song as my walk-in music?
Why not? Well, I actually jokingly ran for president a few years ago.
Yes, you did.
You did.
Yeah. There's a whole video in the depths of YouTube from, I think, the 2016 election period where I jokingly ran for president and probably promised everybody a pony or something.
I wish you would have won. It'd been so much better than what we have.
and then a video where I lost, right, was like, looked like I was like drunk and sad about not winning, even though it was pretty obvious I wasn't going to win.
Oh, that's great. You guys have fun. And that's, I think that's, you know, that's the most important thing. We got to have fun in life, right? And yeah, you're doing it.
Yeah, that's like my main thing is like, the world kind of sucks, and so we need more just people taking things less seriously and just enjoying and having fun, and it makes me feel a lot better if I can make somebody happy or smile or forget their problems for an hour or however long that we're entertaining them for. And like live, we have stunt guys and dancers, and we'll like shoot food into the crowd. We'll give out food or just have people dressed up in costumes fighting each other or dancing or just whatever fits with the song. Like, we have a song called Flavor Town that's about the fake true story of how we met Guy Fieri. And like, we had a guy dressed like him come out on stage and he just eats through the whole song.
I'll tell you what, you've got fun, master. And Freedomator, this has been a fun interview. I tell you what, you've accomplished what you set out for, because I'm not in a good place when we started this tonight. I feel pretty good right now. I'm real happy about this. Thank you so much. All right. Thanks again for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Quarter Peep, who's up next week?
Well, we're really excited because next week we have Kay Harper.
Oh, that'll be fun too. Kay's on a roll. She's getting some things going. It'll be a good time to talk to her. I think that's a wrap on tonight's show. We want to thank our special guest. It's Plethora, but we had the Freedomator on tonight. Matt.
Dropping stuff.
Oh, no.
He's so excited.
Hey, that's right. We went to the end of the show before that happened, so that's good. Thanks again so much for being on the show.
Absolutely.
For all of you out there in podcast land, don't forget you can follow us on Spotify. We'd love you to follow us there or any of the other platforms where you get your podcasts. We're out there on all of them right now. If you want to know where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, take a look at VehicleCitySound.com. Our website's got all that information. Facebook, we're out there too, Vehicle City Sound. And of course, if you want to tell us about more bands like Plethora, although I don't think there are any more bands like Plethora, I think they have got this locked in. But you can send us an email at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us what we're doing right. Tell us what we're not doing right. We just want to know what's going on. Hey, listen, everybody have a great time tonight and be good.